Tokony hisy fiatraikany aminazy koa zany ny resaka fieritreretana ny zavakanto.
Because what Christianity has done is it's introduced you to God.
Satria ny zavatra ataony mahakristiana zany dia mampafantatra anao an'Andriamanitra.
Who is the creator and the true source of beauty.
Izay mpamorona sy tena hoe loharano marina ny fahatsarana rehetra.
So artistic creativity.
Ka le hoe fahaiza mamorona na le hoe zavakanto zany a.
And our understanding of it.
Sy ny fahazahoana ny amin'izay ny fahafantarana ny amin'iny.
Is affected by Christianity.
Dia misy fiatraikany ihany koa zany hoe ny kristianina zany ao anatin'izay.
When I speak about the arts.
Rehefa miresaka ny ara ako a.
In a broad sense, I'm speaking from people who paint paintings.
Dia ohatra hoe malalaka be zany ny resahako an'izay, ohatra hoe olona mandoko sary hosodoko ohatra.
To people who make sculptures.
Na olona manao sary sikotra.
To people who build houses and do woodwork.
Na olona mamboatra trano dia mandrafitra resaka hazo.
To architects who design.
Na ireo le arkitekta izay manao ny mombamomba an'ilay izy.
To computer programmers.
Na ihany koa olona resaka computer izany no ataony resaka ordinateur.
To people who write music and compose songs.
Dia miresaka ihany koa hoe olona manoratra hira sy manao tononkalo a.
Movies and entertainment.
Resaka tantara an-tsehatra sy resaka famalifaliana olona.
Books and literature.
Resaka boky sy ny literatiora.
Recipes and cooking.
Resaka hoe inona mombamomba ny hoe ahoana fomba fandrahoana sy mombamomba n'iny.
Wherever there's creativity.
Hoe naiza zany misy famoronana.
There's a potential for something to be an art.
Dia misy foana izany hoe tokony ho hisy zavakanto hivoaka ao anatin'ilay izy.
The engineers would build the most impressive piece of audio equipment.
Ohatra hoe ny enjeneura izay namorona fitaovana ahafahana mihaino zavatra.
And they would say, this is the state of the art. It is truly the top of its form.
Dia iny izany tena hoe ny paoziny iny tena faratampony mihitsy.
And when my wife cooks a meal,
dia rehefa mahandro sakafo ny vadiko a,
it's a thing of beauty.
Dia resaka fahatsarana.
See, there is potential for creativity and beauty everywhere.
Izany hoe misy varavarana misokatra naiza ho an'ny fahatsarana sy hoe famoronana.
Now I want to speak about redeeming the arts.
Dia te hiresaka mikasika ny hoe fanavotana an'izay hoe zavakanto izay.
Why am I preaching about this?
Inona ary ny antony toriko ny amin'izany?
Well, I'll give you an example.
Yeah, omeko ohatra nareo.
This relates directly to the Malagasy people.
Satria dia mifandray mivantana amin'ny olona Malagasy.
A young man came to me and said he wants to get married.
Nisy tanora zazalana nantona anahy dia niteny hoe za te hanambady.
And he was planning the wedding.
Dia efa nataony ny fandaminana na mplanina an'ilay mariazy.
And he was talking about choosing the songs for the reception.
Dia niresaka izy mikasika ny hoe fisafidianana an'ilay hira amin'ilay fandraisana iny izany.
What music would be played at the wedding?
Hoe inona ny mozika ho lalovina izany ao amin'ilay mariage.
And so he chose a number of different songs. And as I was at the wedding, I watched the floor where people would dance. And the song would be played. And everyone would get up and dance. And then another song would come on. And everyone would just sit down, no one would go and dance. And then a different song would come on. And suddenly everyone's dancing again. And then maybe a second song and they all dance. And then the next one they all sit down again. All the songs were Malagasy, I couldn't understand them. I was just listening and looking confused. What's wrong with these people? I can't hear any difference between the songs. Later someone explained to me, they only dance when the song is a Christian song. People, you have a serious problem if that's how you live. Because I can take my iPod and I can go now and play two different pieces of music. And neither one of those pieces of music will have any words. Nor will you recognize who wrote the song. And you will have a serious problem. Because you won't be able to tell which one is Christian and which one isn't. And so if you don't dance to the one God inspired, you may offend God. But if you do dance to the one God didn't inspire, what then? In a sense, I can put you in a position where either way you think you're going to offend God. In English, we say, damned if you do, damned if you don't. You won't know what to do. So the problem is not with the music, it's actually with you. Because you've decided that in order for you to appreciate art, it has to be Christian. But I want to put it to you that beauty is not just a Christian concept. That beauty is beauty. And that it comes from God who is the source of beauty. And an unsaved person can create something beautiful. And you could give glory to God when you witness that thing. For example,
what?
I could walk into a museum
and
see some 18th century furniture.
And
look at the exquisite craftsmanship. Woodwork that is better than anything your eyes have ever seen. And I could look at that cupboard. Or desk or chair.
Na says you na latabat.
And I could say, wow.
Wow.
This is magnificent workmanship.
Tena asa tana na tsara pe minsti.
And I will give God glory for putting within a human being the skill to do that. But what you
want
to know is, did a Christian make it? Because then it's good. But if a non-Christian made it, it's not good. That's what you're doing with the music at the wedding. Did a Christian make it? Then I'll dance. But did a non-Christian make this song? Then I'll sit down. What judgmentalism. What if the Christian singer is writing rubbish quality music? Is that that you go and dance to it.
De las eno mande de mandi amnin.
And then a great song comes on by a non-Christian.
De innis ira tsara bea voka ulats kristianna nanao azy.
But you won't respond.
De nefe no tsi etsika ny amizay.
Even though God gave the gift to the non-Christian.
Ien fa na de hoe Andriamanitra aza nanome an'le fanomezana tamin'le olona tsy kristianina.
God loves creativity.
Tian'Andriamanitra ny fahaizana mamorona.
In Exodus 25,
any amin'ny Exodus 25 any,
He commanded the people to build His temple. The tabernacle.
Anamboatra ny tabernacle.
And He's giving all kinds of instructions.
Anome toromarika isan-karazany izy.
Use this wood, use this gold.
Ty karazan-kazo ty ampiasaina, de ty volamena ty ampiasaina.
Carve this, depict that.
Amboary a, ataovy sary sikotry ry.
And God actually gives the design.
De izy mihitsy nanome an'le le hoe ohatr'izao ny paoziny.
Of some very creative handwork.
Tena hoe asa tanana tena feno fikarokaroana mihitsy.
And human hands do the work.
Ary ny tanan'olombelona no nanao an'le asa.
God is a poet.
Andriamanitra ihany koa de a poet.
Did you know God writes poetry?
Fantatrinareo ve hoe nanoratra tononkalo Andriamanitra?
Well, who inspired the Bible?
Iza moa nanome tsindrimandry a nanoratana ny Baiboly?
It's the word of God.
Ny tenin'Andriamanitra.
And David wrote lots of psalms.
Ary Davida dia nanoratra salamo be da be.
Songs and poems.
Salamo sy tononkalo.
Inspired by God.
Avy amin'ny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra.
Music and dancing is often found in the Bible.
Ary ny mozika sy ny fandihizana mazana dia hita ao amin'ny Baiboly.
In Exodus 15.
Ao amin'ny Exodus 25.
We see the people have crossed over the Red Sea and they celebrate with singing and dancing.
Hitatsika le vahoaka le namakivaky ny ranomasina mena dia tafita dia nankalaza ry zareo tamin'ny alalan'ny hira sy ny fandihizana.
So there's all sorts of artistic expression in the Bible.
Ka ato amin'ny Baiboly ato izany dia misy karazana fanehoana ny ara zavakanto na artistika isan-karazany.
What is art for?
Inona ny antony fisian'izany zavakanto izany?
It's for the glory of God.
One vonahitr'Andriamanitra.
It's supposed to bring beauty.
Le izy any dia natao mba hitondrana fahatsarana.
Pleasure.
Ary fankafizana.
Enjoyment.
Tena hoe fa fitiavana an'le izy.
Like a good meal.
Ohatra an'le sakafo mo tsara be iny.
A good book.
Na boky tsara be.
Or a good movie.
Na tantara tsara.
Or a good song.
Na hira tsara.
We are defining that as something we enjoy.
Tetsika mamaritra hoe misy zavatra ankafizintsika.
But unfortunately,
fa na izany tsany nefa mampalahelo a.
Creativity has been contaminated with sin.
Ni faiza mamorona dia nanjary nisy ny fahotana ihany koa nanatratra azy.
So we now live in a world that is not actually producing perfect art.
Dia izao izany tsika miaina amin'ilay tontolo izay tsy mamokatra hoe ny zavakanto rehetra na ilay ara dia tanteraka tsisy tsiny.
There is art.
Misy ny zavakanto a.
And some of it is different.
Ary ny sasany amin'ireny dia hafa kely.
It's new.
Vaovao.
It can be shocking.
Ary mety tena hoe manaitra manafitoana.
It can communicate a message.
Mety ihany koa ilay izy miteny milaza hafatra.
But one of the failings in modern art.
Fa anisan'ny fahalavona anankiray a eo amin'ny zavakanto vaovao izany na moderna.
Is that creativity has been made the goal.
Izany hoe ny tanjona dia le fahaizana mamorona.
So people are trying to create new things.
Dia ny olona izany miezaka izy mba hamorona zavatra vaovao.
But they've lost sight of beauty.
Fa tsy hitany intsony ilay fahatsarana.
And so instead of creating something that's beautiful,
ka tokony raha hoe tokony hoe hamorona zavatra tsara tarehy izy.
They just go for novelty, what is new.
Dia tsy hanona taony fa manatratra fotsiny hoe inona indray ny vaovao.
Art actually mirrors or reflects the soul of the artist.
Rantena izany zavakanto dia tahaka ny fitaratra izay mampiseho ny ao anatin'ilay mpanao an'ilay zavakanto iny.
And we don't always know what's going on in the heart of an individual.
Ary tsika tsy mahafantatra mihitsy hoe inona sy ny avy ny mandeha any anatin'ny fony tsirairay avy any.
So instead of separating art into Christian and not Christian,
ka hoe raha hoe tsy tokony hoe izara fotsiny ihany izany hoe ty kristiana dia ty tsy kristiana.
Because you would only have to eat Christian food then.
Satria raha izany nataonao dia le sakafo kristiana fotsiny ihany koa izany no hoaninao.
Most of you would be dead. Because you've been eating so much food cooked by non-Christians.
Satina reo efa nihinana sakafo isan-karazany betabe nikarakarain'ny olona tsy kristiana.
So rather than dividing art up into Christian and non-Christian,
ka aleo ara izany a mba tsy hoe izarana fotsiny ihany hoe ty kristiana dia ty tsy kristiana.
Redeeming the arts means learning to discern.
Dia le hoe fanavotana an'ilay ara-javakanto iny a dia ny fianarana mamantatra
what is beautiful, uplifting, or what is meaningless or worthless.
Hoe inona ny tsara, inona ny zavatra tsara, inona manandratra an'le olona, de le anankiray izany hoe inona ny zavatra tsy tsara izany, tsy mitondra fandrosoana.
What is constructive and what simply adds no value?
Hoe inona no mampisy lanja ny hoe mampatonga ny olona anao zavatra tsara kokoa ary inona no ohatra ny tsy manampy valeur eo amin'ny fiainanao mihitsy ny fisiny.
See in the Bible there are poems.
Hitanareo ao amin'ny Baiboly misy tononkalo ao.
Some of them express the heart of the poet.
Ny sasany amin'izy ireny maneho ny fon'ilay poeta na ilay mpanao anazy.
At a particular moment in his life.
Teo amin'ny zavatra izay nilalovany anankiray vao faritra tsara teo amin'ny fiainany.
So some of the times when David wrote Psalms.
Ka nisy fotoana izany nanoratra Salamo David.
He was in anguish.
Dia tao anatin'ny adi-tsaina sy fangiry firiana mafy izy.
He was hurting.
Naratra izy.
And he wrote about how he felt.
Dia nisoratany ny zavatra izay tsapany.
But the Bible's not suggesting that you should always be in anguish and hurting.
Fa ny Baiboly anefa tsy milaza hoe ianao koa tokony ao anatin'ny fangiry firiana lalina sy adi-tsaina mafy.
There were times David wanted revenge on his enemies.
Nisy fotoana i Davida te hamaly fatin'ny fahavalony.
And God says vengeance belongs to him.
Ary dia Andriamanitra niteny hoe ny famaliana.
So David expressed his frustration and his anger.
Dia nahatseho an'i Davida ny ohatrany hoe fahasosorany sy fahatezerany.
And he says things like, God smash my enemy's teeth.
Dia ozy izy hoe niteny hoe izay Andriamanitra tena torotoroy mihitsy ny nifiny fahavaloko.
God take their babies and throw them on the rocks.
Raiso ny zanak'ireny fahavaloko ireny dia atsipazo any amin'ny vatolampy.
Kill my enemy's babies.
Vonoy ny zanaka ny fahavaloko.
Nice song.
Tonikalo tsara be.
Who wants to dance to that song?
Iza ny te handeha amin'izany tonikalo izany?
Not me.
Tsy za aloha.
See, David was in a tough spot and he was just expressing his heart.
Hitanareo nandalo fotoana sarotra Davida dia nampiseho ny tao am-pony fotsiny izy.
It's the inspired word of God.
Nefa io ilay tenin'Andriamanitra izay hoe Andriamanitra nanome ny tsindrimandry nanoratana azy.
To show you where real people live.
Mba hanehoana aminao hoe aiza marina no iainan'ny olona tena izy.
In messy situations.
Hoe rehefa tena ao anatin'ny toejavatra mikorontana sy ratsy ohatra izany.
But Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Nefa Jesus nilaza hoe tiavo ny fahavalonareo ary mivava ho an'ireo izay manenjika anareo.
So the art that David produced.
Ka le ara na le zavakanto izay nivokarin'i Davida teo.
Sometimes shows us that the human heart is not always in a pure place.
Dia maneho amintsika hoe ny fon'ny olombelona tsy hoe eo amin'ny toerana madio sy tsara foana.
The same is true in Solomon's writing in Ecclesiastes.
Dia mitovy amin'izay ihany koa ny soratra nisoratan'ny Solomon any amin'ny mpitoriteny.
His life had gone for many years. He was well into his life.
Izy hoe efa nandeha taona maro ny fiainany.
And he wrote some of the most depressing stuff you can read.
Dia nanoratra zavatra izay tena mahatonga depression tsy voafinafinanao mihitsy izy.
Meaningless.
Tena hoe tsisy dikany.
Meaningless.
Tsisy dikany.
Everything is meaningless.
Tsisy dikany zavatra rehetra.
It's like chasing after the wind.
Tahaka misambidrivotra.
That's what Solomon wrote.
Izay no nisoratan'i Solomon.
That's not the gospel.
Tsy izay ny filazantsara.
That's just a guy going through a midlife crisis.
Fa izay le karazan'le ohatrany hoe le olona efa eo amin'le atenatenany taonany eo dia mandalo krizy.
He found out that wealth disappointed him.
Na tsapa izy tsinona hoe nandisy fanantenana azy ny arena.
Women brought him problems.
Nitondra olana ho anazy ny vehivavy.
Because he didn't have just one.
Satria tsy tsiray ihany nananany.
Knowledge didn't save him.
Tsy nanavitra azy koa ny fahalalana.
He said there's no end of reading books and it just makes you tired.
Hoy izy tsy hisy farany famakiana boky fa mahatonga anao reraka fotsiny.
Solomon needed to go see a therapist, a psychologist.
Tena nila psychologist mihitsy na mpanampy anazy mihitsy ny Solomon.
But that's the inspired word of God.
Never knew like tsindro mandry na tenin'Andriamanitra izay nosoratana tamin'ny alalan'ny tsindrimandrin'Andriamanitra.
Very creative literature.
Tena hoe asa soratra feno fikarokarohana.
But we don't just copy it.
Fa tsy hoe tongotsika dia manao kopi an'ilay izy na hoe makatahaka an'ilay izy.
We don't believe Solomon's philosophy.
Ary isika tsy mino an'ilay filozofian'i Solomon.
That everything is meaningless.
Hoe ny zavatra rehetra dia tsisy dikany.
Because not everything is meaningless.
Satria tsy ny zavatra rehetra no tsisy dikany.
In fact, everything is not meaningless.
Ary ny zavatra rehetra dia tsy hoe tsisy dikany akory.
So what am I going at here? What is my point?
Ka inona ary ny teboka tiako hatongavana na inona ny resaka an'ireo teo ireo?
We elevate things that we think just are Christian.
Tsika manandratra manandratra an'izay zavatra rehetra rehetsika hoe kristianina iny.
And we reject things that we say are non-Christian or come from an unsaved person.
Dia tonga dia lavitsika izay zavatra rehetra rehetsika hoe tsy avy amin'ny kristianina ireny na hoe olona tsy voavonjy.
And life is not that simple.
Kanefa ny fiainana tsy tsotra kely ohatr'izany.
Because Solomon as a man of God had some very dark thoughts.
Satria Solomona dia olon'Andriamanitra izy nefa nanana eritreritra maizina.
And a non-Christian can have some very light thoughts, some very good thoughts.
Ary ny olona tsy kristianina ihany koa dia afaka manana fieritreretana mazava.
So you have to look at what's happening at a deeper level.
Dia ianao izany mila mijery lalindalina kokoa ny amin'izay zava-misy.
So as a church we need to claim back creativity.
Ama fiangonana antsika dia mila averintsika mba hiverina ny fahaizana mikarokaroka na fahaizana mamorona.
There was a time when in the wider church no one would accept electric guitars.
Nisy fotoana tamin'ny tany amin'ny fiangonana hoe amin'ny akabeny izany tsy nanaiky mihitsy ny hoe fananana gitara elektrika.
Christians weren't allowed to make rock music.
Ary ny kristianina tsy navelana nanao mozika rock.
That's what the church said to them.
Izay no nitenenin'ny fiangonana andry zareo.
And a British pop star.
Dia le pop star olomalaza anglisy.
Very successful Christian music career.
Izy izany tena naomby be mihitsy ny asa nataony tamin'ny resaka mozika.
A Christian.
Kristianina io.
He wrote a song.
Dia nanoratra hira izy.
To a rock beat.
Tamin'le olomalaza beat.
And in the song he's saying, why should the devil have all the good music?
Hoy izy tamin'le hira ny fa maninona ny devoly no anana ny mozika tsara rehetra.
What he was actually is saying that the world was being more innovative and more creative and their music was better.
Tenenina tamin'izay hoe izao tontolo izao manana mozika manandratra mozika tsara ary ny mozika tsara rehetra dia ry zareo no nanao azy.
What happens as Christians is sometimes we surrender an area.
Fa ny zava-mitranga amintsika kristianina indraindray dia tongotsika dia misy lafiny anankiray tongotsika dia manaiky an'iny fotsiny ohatra hoe milavilefina amin'iny fotsiny.
And we allow it to be taken over by the devil.
Dia avelantsika no raisin'ny devoly.
When we should actually possess that territory ourselves.
Raha ny tokony ho izy nefa ny tokony hoe itsika mihitsy no miazona an'izay toerana izay.
Bringing light into darkness.
Mitondra fahazavana any amin'ny maizina.
I'll give you another example.
Andraso meko hatra hafa indray nareo.
In the 1990s, let's say.
Tany amin'ny 1990s tany.
Maybe late 80s, mid 90s.
tany amin'ny voalohan-dohan'ny 1900 tany na hoe faraparan'ny 1800 tany.
The New Age movement, which is not Christian at all.
Dia ireto olona vaovao ireto izany, olona tsy kristianina mihitsy ireo.
They started to put rainbows on all their little products and stories.
Dia izay zavatra rehetra nataon-dry zareo dia nasiany avana kely.
And so the Christians started saying a rainbow is a symbol of the New Age movement.
Tena nomboka ny teny kristiana le avana na le arc-en-ciel leny a in mark reto olona vaovao mipotry reto.
And the legalists analyzed and I said, see, they've got a six-color rainbow.
Dia hitanareo le mpanara-dalàna be fahatany nijerijery lesy izy hoe hitanareo fa misy karazana loko anakenina ao anatin'ilay izy.
From that time on, no Christian children's books ever drew rainbows anywhere.
Tamin'izany a nanomboka teo a tsy mahazo manoratsoratra manao sary havana ny any amin'ny bokyny kristianina na any amin'ny kahian'ny kristianina ny ankizy kely.
The rainbow had been stolen by the New Age movement.
Fa satria nangalarin' reto olom-baovao tanora vaovao reto le arc-en-ciel.
And Christians got all suspicious of rainbows in storybooks, TV shows.
Nanomboka lasa mailomailo ny kristianina rehefa misy resaka hoe avana any amin'ny fandaharana any amin'ny tele na any amin'ny bokyny ankizy any.
Beware the New Age movement.
Tandremo tsara reto zavatra vaovao mitrangy reto.
But you know, we lost the rainbow then.
Fa hitanareo dia lasa ohatrany hoe navery amintsika izany le avana.
God gave us a rainbow.
Nefa nomen'Andriamanitra ny avana tsika.
From the time of Noah.
Tamin'ny andron'ny Noa.
And he said, I give you this as a symbol of my covenant with you.
Dia hoy izy hoe omeko anareo ity ho mariky ny fanekena izay ataoko aminareo.
And people are weird.
Fa ny olona fa hafa.
Because they come and they stigmatize this thing and they say, that means that.
Dia zareo ihany tonga dia miteny hoe, izao no dikany io hoanina io.
And they start discriminating at the wrong level about the wrong things.
Dia manomboka izy manavakavaka zavatra amin'ny araky ny toerana tsy tokony ho izy akory.
Don't give away creativity.
Aza omena alefa fotsiny amin'izao le fahaiza mamorona.
If a young man in this church can't write a hard rocking heavy metal song for the glory of God, you've given away something.
Raha ohatra ka ny olona ato amin'ity fiangonana ity, ny tanora kristianina ato amin'ity fiangonana ity tsy afaka manoratra i mozika roka matanja mavesatra ireny a, dia efa ny zavatra nalefanao sahady fotsiny any izany nariny.
I've mentioned this before.
Efa teneniko ity tany aloha tany.
I'm not much into politics.
Izaho koa tsy hoe miditra amin'ny resaka politika.
But I have a really nice orange jersey.
Fa izany efa manana akanjo ba orange tsara be.
So I wore my jersey.
Dia anaovako ilay akanjo bako.
And someone says, oh, you're supporting that party.
Dia izy miteny hoe, ianao manohana ny atoko ary.
I said, no, it has nothing to do with that party. God gave me this color before that party existed, and this color will exist after that party.
My
point is this. There is a battle for creativity. And the enemy wants to shrink your world and say, that's forbidden, that's forbidden, that's forbidden. So how do we learn to actually appreciate everything God's given us? Let's read from 1 Corinthians 8.
Andao vakitsika ao amin'ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahavalo.
Read from 1 Corinthians 8 verse 4 to 8.
Andao vakitsika ao amin'ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahavalo dia andinin'ny fahaefatra ka hatramin'ny fahavalo. Ary ny amin'ny mihinana ny hena aterina amin'ny samby dia fantatsika fa tsinotsinona akory ny samby amin'izao tontolo izao, ary tsy misy Andriamanitra afa-tsy iray ihany. Fa na dia misy aza atao hoe Andriamanitra na any an-danitra na ety an-tany toy ny misy andriamanitra maro sy tompo maro, nefa amintsika kosa dia andriamanitra iray ihany, dia ny ray izay ny aviany ny zavatra rehetra, ary ho azy isika, ary iray ihany ny tompo, ary Jesosy Kristy izay naharina ny zavatra rehetra sady naharina antsika koa, kanefa tsy ary manana izany fahalalana izany avokoa ny olona rehetra, fa ny sasany satria zatra amin'ny sampy mandraka kehitriny izao dia omana ny ena ka mahatsiaro azy ho zavatra naterina tamin'ny sampy, ka dia voaloto ny fieritreretany satria malemy. Fa ny anina tsy ampaninina antsika amin'Andriamanitra, fa na dia tsy omana azy sika dia tsy matiantoka, ary na dia omana kosa azy sika dia tsy mahazo tombony.
It's amazing.
Tena mahaliana ilay izy.
Paul's writing to guys who are afraid to eat certain meat.
Manoratra eto i Paul amin'ireo olona izay matahotra hihinana karazan-kena.
Because people are saying this is not Christian meat.
Satria misy olona miteny tsy hena kristiana ity.
This meat was sacrificed to idols.
Ity hena ity efa naterina tany amin'ny sampy.
So it's the devil's meat.
Hena ny devoly io izany.
And they don't want to eat it anymore.
Dia tsy te hihinana ilay izy intsony ry zareo.
And Paul actually says an interesting thing.
Fa ny zavatra mahaliana be nyresahan'ny Paul tao.
Says people believe in idols and they believe in these other gods.
Hoy izy hoe ny olona mino ny sampy ary mino hoe misy karazan'andriamanitra hafa.
And he says there are no other gods.
There was tsy misy andriamanitra hafa nefa.
There's only Jesus.
Jesus rery
ihany. And everything belongs to him.
Ary ny zavatra rehetra dia anazy.
Therefore,
noho izany,
if you see it that way,
raha izay ny fomba fijerinao anazy, fahitanao azy,
food sacrificed to an idol is meaningless because the idol is meaningless.
Dia le hoe sakafo aterina any amin'ny sampy lasa tsisy dikany izany satria le sampy tsisy dikany koa.
So he's saying it doesn't become the devil's food just because people believe in the devil.
Ka noho izany hoe tsy lasa hoe sakafo ny devoly io satria ny olona mino ny devoly.
Look at 1 Corinthians 10 verse 25 and 26.
Andao ny jerevantsika ny Korintianina voalohany toko fahafolo dia ny andininy fahadimy amby roapolo sy fahaenina amby roapolo. Fa izay hena rehetra amidy eny an-tsena dia hano, ka aza manontany akory noho ny fieritreretana, fa any Jehovah ny tany sy izay rehetra eo aminy.
Eat whatever is sold in the meat market without raising any questions on the grounds of conscience.
Ny hena rehetra izay amidy eny an-tsena dia hano avokoa, fa aza manontany akory noho ny amin'ny fieritreretana.
Eat whatever is sold in the meat market.
Hans ze amidy eny an-tsena.
Even the stuff that's been sacrificed to idols.
Yen fanatereo izay zavatra efa naterina tany amin'ny sampy azy.
Not as a satanic ritual.
It's where is a kawai resaka satanika kory.
You're not eating it as a satanic ritual.
It's where mina nanine no taka no panaraka ny resaka satanika.
You're not doing it as an act of worship to some idol.
It's where ataonao le izy hoe ho fiankofanao amin'ny karazana tsampiana karazana.
You're eating it simply because it belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it.
Fa hoaninao le izy satria hoe an'Andriamanitra hozy izy hoe any Jehovah ny tany rehetra izay rehetra ao aminy.
If I said eat whatever's in the meat market.
Rehefa miteny aho hoe hany izay rehetra eny an-tsena.
What it really means is I don't have to eat everything.
Dikan'izay akory tsy hoe mila hoaniko daholo izany izy rehetra rehetra ao.
But I can freely eat the ones I like the flavor of.
Fa malalaka tsara afaka mihinana an'izay tiako ny tsirony.
And I have on my phone music.
Ka rehefa andefa mozika atao anatin'ny telefony koa.
From the meat market.
Avy any an-tsena io le hena avy any an-tsena.
The whole meat market.
Le hena rehetra ao an-tsena.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Azonareo ve ny tiako tenenina?
I understand the freedom I have in Christ.
Azoko tsara amin'izay le fahafahako izay ananako ao amin'i Kristy.
I have Christian and non-Christian music.
Manana mozika kristianina sy mozika tsy kristianina ako.
And I can listen to whatever I like.
Dia afaka mihaino an'izay tiako ako.
Why?
Nahoana?
Because the non-Christians who produce good, beautiful music,
satria misalle ulats kristiana yanko mamukatra muzika tsara,
got that gift of artistic creativity from God.
Arnaza honan'izay fanomezan'izay hoe mahay mamorona sy tia karokaroka izay avy any amin'Andriamanitra.
I won't listen to immoral music. So if the non-Christian is singing about all kinds of bad things, then it's not beautiful. If the non-Christian is swearing, it's not beautiful. I won't listen to it. But if the non-Christian is writing something that is great, good tune, innocent words, or sometimes not even innocent words. Sometimes words of deep pain. Like David and Solomon. Although in most secular music it's just my girlfriend left me or my boyfriend left me. This person cheated on me, that person let me down. But they're singing about the real issues they're going through in life. And sometimes you hear a beautiful song expressing heartbreak beautifully. You can listen to it. Eat whatever is sold in the meat market. But some of you, your conscience isn't that strong. You only want to listen to Christian music. It's okay. I'm not going to force you to listen to my songs. You are free. I am free. And Paul speaks about this in 1 Corinthians 10 verse
27. Read from
verse 27 to 29. Yes.
Ary raha misy amin'ny tsy mino manasa anareo ka ta handeha ianareo dia ano izay arosony eo anoloanareo. Fa aza manontany akory noho ny fieritreretana. Fa raha misy manao aminareo hoe hena naterina tany amin'ny sampy io dia aza omana noho ny amin'ilay nilaza sy ny fieritreretana.
So he says, did you read up to verse 29?
Fieritreretana hoy izao, tsy amin'ny tenanareo fa ny amin'ny olon-kafa, fa nahoana no fahafahako no dia tsarain'ny fieritreretan'ny olon-kafa?
So if someone's sitting down to a meal with you and says, here, I've prepared this food, and we're going to do a little bit of a ceremony now for the devil. This is the devil's food.
Then
Paul says you shouldn't eat that food. Not because of your conscience, but because of theirs. Because then if you eat that food, they will believe you joining with them. In something spiritual which is not spiritual to you at all. So don't. Because they will misinterpret it. And think you're also worshipping their idols when you're
not.
But he ends with a powerful line. He says, why should my liberty be determined by someone else's conscience? That's why when the young man, I'm closing with this. That's when the young man asked, what songs can he play at the wedding? I said, it's your choice, it's your wedding. But my parents don't want non-Christian songs. But why should his liberty be constrained by their conscience? And at the same time, in the wedding, those who didn't want to dance, didn't dance. They were also free. So the point is you keep everyone free. At the same time as strengthening consciences. To understand when it comes to arts and creativity. It's not sacred and secular. It is beautiful and ugly that we should look for. So my closing advice. Don't play ugly songs at your wedding. But that may mean that you have to play songs written by non-Christians. Interesting, isn't it? You must think about that. Because we need to grow up. And not just label things. But understand the difference between beauty and absence of beauty. And kill the simplistic, sacred, secular, Christian, not Christian stuff. Because the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Don't let the devil steal your rainbow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. It teaches us how great a freedom we have. But help us to enjoy this freedom while keeping our eyes fixed on you. But when we know what true beauty is, we will see more and more of it in every direction. In Jesus' name. Amen.